Factors that influence assessment of ELLs. Many factors influence the evaluation of English language learners. Language, cultural, educational, and socioeconomic background all have a role when considering how to develop assessments and in making decisions about accommodations for English language learners. Multiple linguistic backgrounds. Second language learners have different linguistic backgrounds. Many come from Spanish-speaking backgrounds with upwards of 400 different languages spoken. This presents a challenge when attempting to develop testing accommodations that include the use of native languages, and that it might not be possible to cover them all in a large district or multi-ethnic state. Varying degrees of language proficiency. English language learners also come to us with varying levels of English language proficiency. In addition, they often have as many varying levels of oral and written language proficiencies, further challenging our ability to provide them with fair and equal testing accommodations. Often, their conversational abilities do not match their literacy skills in comprehension, often manifested by their inability to understand directions on a standardized test. Just because they may be able to converse in the English language does not mean they understand written directions on a test. Language used to access content area assessments differs greatly from conversational English, and academic vocabulary is often a challenge for ELLs. Studies have shown that level of language proficiency impacts processing speed or reading fluency. Thus, second language learners typically need more time to complete tasks, read, and interpret directions than their English-speaking peers. These are all important nuances to keep in mind when designing and scoring assessments for ELLs. Varying degrees of proficiency in their native language. Many English language learners struggle in their native language, and this is often overlooked by teachers unfamiliar with the traits of struggling readers and writers of ELLs. This also presents a double challenge in their ability to understand test directions, whether they are in their native language or in English. This can sometimes be due to the fact that they did not have as much formal schooling, if any, in their native language prior to entry into the United States. Educational background. The educational background of ELLs can vary widely in the amount of previous schooling they had and the degree of education received in their native language. This can have a great impact on their social and academic growth depending upon how wide the gap is. For example, students from refugee camps may enter school with very little formal schooling in any language or in their native language. This creates a great demand to catch them up in learning English, content area knowledge, and other skills simultaneously. In addition, they must acclimate socially to become socialized into a foreign school culture. When students have had some background in a foreign language, sufficient instruction in their native language, and are up to date in schooling received, they must still transfer this knowledge into English, as well as face the same social challenges as others. Formal schooling in the English language. The number of years and amount of schooling of ELLs can also vary in their language instruction. Some study foreign languages in their home countries, and some as a second language only in the U.S. For instance, bilingual or full English immersion for a transient student who may move from city to city across the country can result in inconsistencies in language acquisition and skills. Interruptions in education when acquisition to a new language can impact their language proficiency as well as content knowledge. Degree of exposure to standardized testing. ELL students come to us with different experiences in standardized testing. Some students have exposure to multiple choice, others constructed response, and some none at all. None of this has any bearing on whether students have any socioeconomic advantages or disadvantages either. Both words could have some or no experience at all in standardized testing. Cultural factors affecting English language proficiencies. The wide range of cultural background and experiences among ELL students can also affect standardized testing performance. Factors such as knowledge of American history, mainstream American culture, assumptions about testing in general, behavior and testing and experiences within their overall education environment have legitimate bearings on potential assessment progress. students may respond to questions differently based on this background, or they may make assumptions that lead to wrong answers or misinterpretation of results. Cooperation, for example, is valued higher in some cultures than competition, thus bearing resulting in a student working harder to make progress than to complete his or her best. Background knowledge resulting from low economic background can impact answers perceived as wrong by an examinee or different from what was expected of the test developer on creation.